The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Now, when I mentioned last week to Team SBS that we should take a look at the business behind the brand that is Ardá, there was puzzlement on some of the faces around the table as it wasn't a brand that resonated. Ardá is an Irish-managed company headquartered in Luxembourg and traded on the New York Stock Exchange, where the shares haven't done much since floating last March. It's a producer of glass and metal products and is quite huge. It's chaired by the well-known businessman Paul Coulson. The company operates at 109 facilities in 22 countries. It employs approximately 23,500 people and has approximately 7.7 billion in revenue. David Holohan of Merion Capital has been looking at the business behind the brand. That is Ardá. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Conal.
Ardá, the company nobody's ever heard of.
Exactly. The name doesn't lend itself really to what the company does, but from really humble beginnings as Irish Glass in the 1990s under Paul Coulson and a lot of acquisitions, the company has grown to become one of the leading producers and manufacturers of bottles, glass bottles, metal containers, and now cans.
Now, they have an interesting business model in the way that they have just borrowed and borrowed and borrowed to the hilt.
Correct. So it is a leveraged business. The company has... That's the fancy name. A lot of debt. And the way that works is companies do acquisitions, they buy businesses, they find synergies to extract, and ultimately, over time, you would expect the debt to be paid down. And usually, if you do several back-to-back deals and you haven't IPO'd, come to the stock market, you will do that. And that ultimately is what Ardá did recently.
They managed to get out onto the market in pretty difficult times now, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they had looked at coming to the market a few times, and because the market conditions were more difficult or the price range that they would have liked wasn't achieved, they decided to back away. But they have now come to the market. They IPO'd at about $19, so they've gone up about 20% since then and then traded sideways for a few months. But what it has allowed the company to do is have a public listing use some of the proceeds to bring down debt. And it is a business that generates a lot of free cash flow. So over the next few years, the debt is expected to come down further.
Except there is one fly in the ointment. If interest rates go up, leveraged companies can get squeezed awfully.
Yeah, so if interest rates go up, being in a leveraged company is challenging. What Ardá has been able to do...
That's another fancy name for it.
Yeah. What Ardá have been able to do, though, over the past few years is as they borrowed money and as profitability has increased, they've actually been able to bring down the rate of interest charged on their bonds. So they're actually benefiting from lower interest rate costs as time goes on.
And that is something that Paul Coulson has done over very many years. He is actually a super financial head, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. His track record is superb. Again, when you're running a levered company, high debt, you don't have a lot of chances to mess up. And if you do, the impact can be catastrophic in a number of cases. But Paul Coulson really hasn't set a foot wrong. And each of the deals that he's done, while they've gotten progressively bigger, the companies are of a very high quality. So they've hit their plans, they've generated the profitability they expected to, and debt holders are willing to lend them more money.
And unlike some of the tech companies that we discuss on the Sunday Business Show, this is pretty mundane, making glass bottles and making tin cans.
Absolutely. This is a business that is only going to grow 1-2% a year for revenue. But the key is, as the debt comes down and the interest payments get reduced, you see a lot more cash flow going to shareholders. But this is not a growth business in the typical sense of top line, but it will be a growth business for profitability for shareholders.
So that's the way to look at it, is getting the debt down.
It's getting the debt down, yeah.
That's the aim of the business, really.
Absolutely. Once it's IPO'd, the aim is, okay, just keep the top line steady, try and enhance margins a bit every year, but ultimately, as the debt comes down and the interest payments come down, equity shareholders do better, they can pay higher dividends, and ultimately, just a simple capital structure. Debt goes down, equity goes up, shareholders are happy.
It is because of the amount of borrowings that they have, they really can't do anything further transformative, can they?
No, I don't think so. So net debt to EBITDA, which is a technical term, but it's used within the industry, that's at about 5.1 times. Now, that's down from 5.7 times last year. But what it means is that the company is likely to continue paying debt, I would say, for the next 2 years before they look to do anything of scale. But given the last deal was about a €3 billion deal, they don't really need to do anything transformational in the near future.
I think you like this company.
I do. What I like about it is, again, it's in a very tried and tested industry. It's proven itself to be a very good operator. The management team under Paul Coulson has been very strong. They brought in a CEO, Ian Curley, who used to be CFO of Smurfit Kappa. That was a business that also had pretty high leverage during the last economic crash. So, you know, he's used to running businesses that have high levels of debt. So I think it's a great combination. And as debt comes down, you would expect equity shareholders to do well.
Shares traded in New York, and but based in Luxembourg.
Yeah, so I mean, again, like a lot of global companies, you do have to put your tax hat on when you decide where to base yourself. And I would expect our DAS no different than that. Ultimately, you know, as a manager, you're trying to minimize your tax wherever possible.
So that would be it. So any threats that you can see?
I don't see any near-term threats. Obviously, if there's any significant changes in consumer confidence, you know, a lot of their products are used every day, whether it's bottles of beer, Nescafe cans of coffee. So if there's any hit there, obviously their business would be impacted. One thing the company did flag in their results was a strong euro is a negative for them because they report in euros. So as a result of that, if the euro was to continue appreciating, there would be a bit of a hit there. But ultimately, provided plastics don't come over and take over from glass and metal,
well, maybe they're onto something good there, because I can see that there is a move away from plastic.
Yeah, I think what glass in particular and metal to a lesser degree have is the recyclable capability is quite strong. So, you know, once the bottle is used and recycled, it can be redone into a different colour going forward. So, yeah, from that perspective, environmentally, glass is pretty well thought of.
And thank you very much, David Holohan, for joining us.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas, unbeatable for convenience, versatility and efficiency. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.